Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. If you don't already know it, it is Pledge Drive here at KFAI. And if you're looking to make a pledge to the Filipino-American National News or any of the wonderful shows here on KFAI, you can do so in one of two ways. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also go to kfai.org. For those of you that do not know, the Filipino-American National News is the longest-running weekly Filipino-American-produced radio show in the United States. We've been going on air pretty much since the start of KFAI. If not, I believe it was technically a year after KFAI started, I believe, that the Filipino-American National News first hit the airwaves. You will find a diverse criteria of things that you will find here on the Filipino-American National News, whether it be the content regarding news from the Philippines, Minnesota, the United States, and even Canada. But also we have a plethora of different diverse music that we play here on the Filipino-American National News. And we also try to bring you some very intriguing guests, whether it be community leaders, community playwrights, authors, celebrities at times, and athletes. Some of the dignitaries that we've had here on the Filipino-American National News in the past. We've had Manny Pacquiao on a conference call speaking on the Filipino-American National News. We've had the likes of comedian Joe Coy, comedian Kevin Kamiya, comedian Rex Navarrete, comedian J.R. DeGuzman, to athletes like Minnesota Vikings Cam Bynum, who is in the Philippines doing some work with his Bynum Foundation, along with one of the most intriguing storylines in the National Hockey League, Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars, along with his brother Nicholas Robertson, who's coming off a recent injury that it will sideline him for the rest of the season. But we here at the Filipino-American National News try to bring you, as I said, a diverse group of guests on the Filipino-American National News, and we are working on getting some more great guests in the near future. As I said, if you are looking to make a pledge here on the Filipino-American National News, you can do so in one of two ways. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. And this is from the philstar.com. Kyle Douglas Jennerman, the Canadian national behind the popular YouTube channel Becoming Filipino, is one step closer to obtaining Filipino citizenship. Last February 27th, the House of Representatives passed on third and final reading House Bill Number 7185, an act granting citizenship to Jennerman, or Kulas as he goes by, as filed by Binan City Representative Marlene Len Alonte over a year ago. 244 House members voted in the affirmative during the plenary session, with one abstention and one negative vote. The bill now will be passed over to the Senate for approval, and if also passed on final reading, will be up for signing into law by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Kyle Jennerman is a Canadian national who found himself enamored with the Philippines. He firmly believes that the world would be a better place to live if people around the world make the Philippines a part of their lives in one way or another, says HB number 7185. Through his blogs, he has created and established thousands of video content showcasing his life, real-life interaction, and connections with the Filipino people and their culture all throughout his 8 years of immersive travel. Jennerman expresses gratitude on social media, reflecting on what it means to become a Filipino, as he praised the Philippines, which has been so privileged to deeply immerse and grow with, a place full of people that idolize, learn from, appreciate, share inspiration with. The vlogger has lived in the Philippines for a decade now. Beyond vlogging, Jennerman also actively participates in different outreach programs and government disaster response operations. As of this writing, Becoming Filipino YouTube channel has 1.6 million followers, while its official Facebook page has 1.5 million followers. And that was from the philstar.com. But for right now, we are going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from an artist who is currently attending the 95th Annual Academy Awards, and that is Tierre Carrere with her latest single, I'm Still Here.
Baby, I know you haven't had it easy. It's hard to find a meaning, a reason for it all. You were always so strong, and suddenly it hit you like a cold, hard wind on the first day of fall. All the pain you try to hide, I can see it in your eyes. And the words that you won't say, well, I hear them anyway. After all that we've been through, don't you think I know you? This is me you're talking to, and it's okay. I'm still here, I'll never go. You'll always have a place with me, I need you so. Baby, I'm yours, if you want me to be. All I ever wanted was to have you here. I'm still here. You're so brave, my wounded soldier, stranded in the darkness, standing there alone. My welcoming arms are aching to hold you. Bring you back home. You wonder if I break, how much more of this I can take. But the proof is in my touch and the strength in both of us. I will never lose my faith, no matter where that road may take us. Always know that you are safe with me. I'm still
And that was Tia Carrere with I'm Still Here. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And we can also be heard via the KFAI app that you can find on both the Apple Store and Google Play. Just a reminder, listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFEI, and your support of the Filipino American National News would be greatly appreciated. You can do it one of two ways. You can do it via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it online at kfei.org. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk, and this comes from ABS-CBN.com. A low-pressure area, an LPA, of Surigao del Sur will bring rains to part of Visayas and Mindanao on Monday, according to State Weather Bureau Pagasa. In its latest 24-hour public weather forecast, Pagasa said the LPA was last seen 630 kilometers east-southeast of the Intuan Seguro del Sur. It's expected to bring cloudy skies with scattered rain showers and thunderstorms. Noted that the State Weather Bureau, the LPA, and localized thunderstorms may also bring partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated rain shower or thunderstorms to the Visayas and the rest of Mindanao. Pagasa Weather forecast Veronica Torres said the LPA is not likely to evolve into a tropical depression in the next 24 to 48 hours. Meanwhile, Cagayan Valley, Apayo, Aurora, and northern Quezon will have cloudy skies with rains due to northeast monsoon or Amihan. Metro Manila and the rest of Luzon will also have partly cloudy to cloudy skies with light rains due to the Amihan. And this next article also comes from ABS-CBN. UC Riverside's Mike Magayo earns Coach of the Year honors for the Big West Conference. The energy at the UC Riverside Student Recreation Center continues to get more powerful. In three seasons, becoming the first Filipino-American U.S. NCAA Division I men's head basketball coach, Mike Magayo, has turned a perennial sub-500 team into a contender for the Big West Conference. On Monday, he was named the Big West Coach of the Year. The Highlanders finished their regular season with a 14-6 conference record and third overall in the Big West. They're entering the Big West Tournament in Nevada as the number 3 seed with the hopes of making it to the NCAA Tournament. There's a lot of support and pride right now, and credits to the guys for building that and generating that over the last 4 to 5 years, and see it come to fruition. It's great, Magayo said. The rise to the top and really did not happen from 2020 to 2021. They recently considered cutting the athletic programs, but eventually decided to keep them and even extend the contract of Magayo, the winner of the 2001 Joe B. Hall Award, for 5 years. Since then, the Highlanders have continued improving their record. I think it's exactly where I thought we would be. When you have a good as players as you do, you stay the course. Guys like Zion Pullen, Flynn Cameron, the continuity we have to build a culture. We're 3 years in, and this is where I expected us to be, and I think it's our expectation is to find a way to win in the end. Magapayo, who recently ranked up his 50th victory, credits the success to the players who stuck with him since he first took over in 2020. Some of them were recently honored on senior night, where despite the loss to UC Irvine, the school's Filipino organization, Katipunan, put on a stinkling halftime show. The Highlanders bounced back to win Saturday against Cal Poly. Now, with the regular season over, the Highlanders are hoping to pull off a big tournament win and bring the Inland Empire pride to the biggest collegiate tournament later this month. And one of the things about Mr. Maguayo is he's also one of the leaders of the Asian American Coaches Association, who meet every year during the Final Four in the city where the Final Four is held. And when the Final Four was here at U.S. Bank Stadium, one of the persons that they had always wanted to get as a guest speaker was Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra, a frequent guest that we've had here on the Filipino American National News. And for the first time, the timelines worked out where the Miami Heat were in the same city as the Final Four. And after his morning practice, Coach Spoelstra headed over to the hotel where the Asian American Coaches Conference was here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, and spoke for about an hour to the coaches at that conference. That was something I would come to find out a year later after reading an article in The Athletic about the time that Coach Spoelstra took to speak not only with the coaches at the Asian American Conference, but also with the time that he was giving us here at the Filipino American National News. For right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening, and it's ironically from a person who is celebrating his birthday today, is none other than AJ Raphael, and the name of this song is entitled Beautiful Escape.
I don't know where this is going. I don't know how this all came about. But all I know is that I'll never forget the way you looked at me that night. Maybe one day you'll be. Maybe one day we'll say it's over and done. But right now, I wanna breathe it in and sing it out. I'm not afraid of where it's taking me tonight. And somehow this is not the way I planned it. I didn't think I'd need someone right now. There was you. Let's get away from here, away to a universe that's not so close, my dear. And in my arms you'll stay. Nights are never ending. To have you here would be so overdue. And somehow I'm just falling way too quickly. The moment that you put your hand in mine, no wasted time. Let's get away from. It's not so close, my dear. And in my arms you'll stay. Amazing. my breath away. Can stars determine what will be of you and me? 'Cause I see stars when I look in your eyes. Can you imagine what it'd be, just you and me? And this possibilities in your eyes. Way to a universe that's not so close, my dear. And in my arms you'll stay. Amazing how you take my breath away. Amazing how you take my breath.
Once again, that was AJ Raphael with his song Beautiful Escape. And we do have some time for some community announcements. On Sunday, April the 2nd, from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, the Filipino X for Immigration Rights and Racial Justice Minnesota will be having an immigration forum. Immigration attorney Federico Malibago will answer questions on these topics and more. Petitioning family members, impact of relationship change on your spouse visas, impact of employment, change or work visas, impact of criminal penalties on immigration status, and legal remedies. For more information in regards to this event, you can go to www.fmalibagolaw.com. Also want to extend congratulations to Camille McCoy, who is a grad assistant coach for North Central University, which is located in downtown Minneapolis, right near U.S. Bank Stadium. She is a grad assistant coach on the women's team, which actually also features a player from California, a person by the name of Mia, who is a freshman, who is Filipina. Their team finished fifth this past weekend at the National Christians College Athletic Association, otherwise known as the NCCAA. So congratulations to Camille, who has been a grad assistant for 2 years, 1 year at Crown College, which I believe is located in Victoria or St. Bonaventure, Minnesota. And just a reminder, listeners, you're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every week here on KFAI. Generally, in past years, pre-COVID, Philippine Day would generally take place sometime in March or early April. As we all know, last year, the annual Philippine Day for the first time was outside and took place during the summer in July. It hasn't been yet announced when it will actually be, but there has been some news filtering out. It looks like the people behind Orale, which is located in Minneapolis, actually quite near Apoy, will be one of the vendors this coming year. They are a Mexican food establishment, but the owners Sal and Juvie, who is Filipina, will be selling their fare at the annual Philippine Day. For those of you that are familiar with Sal and Juvie, they were actually the brains behind Mi Casa, Su Casa, which actually opened up approximately about a month before Apoy in St. Paul some years back. But they will be featuring their Filipino fare at Philippine Day this coming summer. Hopefully in the next couple weeks we will know when Philippine Day will actually be taking place. But for right now, we're going to end the show with local artist Avery Blaschak with her rendition of Brandi Carlile's The Story. Stay tuned for sound effects.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no to tell them to. It's true, and I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground.